This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Two hikers were found dead and one was rescued after they were caught in a flash flood while trekking the popular Buckskin Gulch Slot Canyon in southern Utah. The three men, all in their 50s, began their hike last Friday but were caught in the flooding event while continuing their hike on Saturday morning. The flash flood may have been triggered by an atmospheric river that has drenched the west and is producing high water flows in streams, rivers, and slot canyons across southwest Utah. A search for the group began Monday after the wife of one of the hikers called the sheriff's office, concerned that she hadn't heard from her husband by the time he and his hiking companions were expected to have completed their trek. Air resources were called in to assist with the search along Buckskin Gulch, a 16-mile-long canyon that winds through southern Utah before meeting the Arizona border. Two of the hikers were found deceased on Monday and Tuesday. One of the bodies was found 3 to 4 miles across the Utah-Arizona state line, carried by floodwaters. The third hiker was rescued by the air search team, which saw debris that led them to the man. The man was hoisted out of the canyon and transported to a hospital. The surviving hiker was still hospitalized on Wednesday and was suffering from hypothermia and bodily injury. The Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes are in the early stages of a blue hydrogen fuel project, one that they hope can be folded into a four-state partnership involving Montana. Should the development advance, Fort Peck Reservation would host a hydrogen plant producing fuel for the trucking industry, as well as a carbon sequestration site and a wind farm. The plan also includes a pipeline to deliver the hydrogen to U.S. Interstate 94 for distribution, with hydrogen for freight trucks in filling stations across the west. The tribes will register a new corporation, the Assiniboine Sioux Hydrogen Company, which will become the majority owner in a partnership with developer Cyan H2 LLC. The tribes and Cyan have been working together since the end of last year and have an April 7th deadline to submit a funding request to the U.S. Department of Energy. Hydrogen development has for decades relied on federal investment, the attraction being that energy from hydrogen produces heat and water, not greenhouse gases. But fossil fuels used to make hydrogen release carbon dioxide. Currently, about 98% of hydrogen produced today relies on fossil fuels. The cost of hydrogen energy has decreased, but carbon-free production needs work for commercial viability. The new focus is on hydrogen for fuel. The Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 includes a 10-year, $3 per kilogram tax credit for hydrogen if it's made with renewable or nuclear energy. The objective is to go carbon-free in producing fuel for transportation and industrial uses. The U.S. Department of Energy has made $750 million available for research and development of projects that reduce the cost of clean hydrogen. The goal is to make commercial-scale hydrogen available by the end of this decade. Montana's Hydrogen Hub Partnership is a four-state effort to land a hydrogen development project. The state of Montana would partner with North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The Department of Energy wants to fund one hub in each of six regions. There are currently 27 regions proposed nationally. Developers say the Fort Peck Reservation has the right ingredients for the project, including transcontinental rail lines, water supply from the Missouri River, and reliable wind. The objective is to power the operation with a 1-gigawatt wind farm. Bozeman, Montana is one of Time Magazine's 50 World's Greatest Places for 2023. Bozeman is included alongside far-flung destinations like Naples, Italy, and Phuket, Thailand. In its recommendation for Bozeman, Time says the city is turning into a Rocky Mountain hub with a rapidly growing downtown and an increasingly global dining scene on par with Denver and Park City. The article says, beyond the city center, visitors will soon get a chance to check out the completed North Black Pocket Park, outfitted with a red ski chair from the local ski area. An alleyway beautification project is also in the works, focused on infusing side streets with artsy flair via murals, greenery, and sculptures. It's another reason this mountain town feels so modern. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.